The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Lily Defo
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, timely intervention by fire service halts spread of fire at Odona Pedestrian Shopping Mall in Accra. President Mahama urges youth to emulate virtues of late President Mills and the agents of change. Customs Division of GRA steps up efforts to track down illegal importation of ozone-depleting substances. Togo votes in parliamentary election today. And real disaster in Spain claims more than 60 lives.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. Fire last night gutted a section of the Odona Pedestrian Shopping Mall in Accra. Though there were no casualties, more than four stalls were burnt down completely. The owner of the stalls, John Otu, alleged the accident was due to the negligence of the electrical engineer of the market, who was alerted of sparks on one of the electric poles in the market, but refused to act. According to him, the engineer had assured them the sparks were as a result of the rain and would not be of any consequence. The Director of Administration of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, Ben Ama, commended the Ghana National Fire Service for their prompt response in putting out the fire. Abubakar Garba Osman and Roxanne Fiado have more.
The fire, which started around 7:30 p.m., burned down more than four shops. For the timely intervention of the police and the fire service, there would have been massive destruction. Though there were no casualties, several wares costing thousands of cedis were destroyed. Some of the traders shared their sorrows with Radio Ghana.
2 o'clock! Anna! Then it started to told ya. I prepared that to trust it. It's all what you're in a journey. So lucky, and I'll be drew off. And I'm going to say, Master, I didn't know my yellow. I paid you. I said, I said, no, I said, no, I said, anything. Shut the all big market with me. Pay one, your bro, but better say 2,000 people. She has big market, yet we dear get us to announce about 10 o'clock, probably run market to a bit more with them. For what? Mr. Tennis, Mr. Tennis, Mr. Tennis, Mr. We get to it, my name is White. My mask cook. There's some dresses. You're caught out. You're for fast China. Some dresses. You're for Capre. Capre for Yamfa. It is a AM. Mafa Yifid. Nothing who be now you can't. Mobile Shay. When you're crossing Rania Mabo Brian, nothing to Kromu. I am machine in Chua. I bear surprise. You feel your bobo chassa. Any other name? Capre. Chef. Power in here. A hano than a sack toy. Because of whom here, and I go put to all the market. Offer. And come, Master.
The Director of Administration, AMA, Ben Ama, said, the authorities await the fire service to say the cause of the fire. He commended the fire service and the police for good work done.
It will be in the domain of the fire service to tell us what actually happened. By tomorrow, maybe we'll get some information on that and we'll tell you that. I got here around 7:30. And when I got here, I think there were already three fire tenders over here before I got here. Yeah. They've done well for that. And I have to call, I also commend my security officers who are here because I think they saw the smoke and then they called the fire service for calling that wish over. And there are the security who are operating over here. Yeah, so I want to talk to them. We have the security, a night security over here. So they saw that the smoke, it wasn't even then the fire, they saw smoke and then they started calling. I've called my NADMO officer to be here tomorrow morning. What we'll do is that it will depend because it's one side of the market that has gone there, not the whole market. So we'll see where we are going to cordon so that others will not enter and see, and they will do our investigation and see what will come out of it. There's no injury for now. It was prompt. So it was fantastic because according to my security officer, they called them and immediately they were around. So it was prompt. And the police too had done so well because when I came here, I saw the regional commander here. The officers were here before he even came, but he was also here. So from here, we are only going to talk to our security officers and then ask the police to cordon the police and ask everybody to leave.
And that was the Director of Administration of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, Ben Ama, in that report filed by Abubakar Garba Osman and Roxanne Fiado.
Now, government, in collaboration with the World Bank and other relevant organizations, is assisting to manage and minimize the impact of floods in the country. The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, says government has put in place a project to address devastating disasters. He said though disasters cannot be easily eliminated, much is being done to reduce the damage and risk involved. Mr. Dauda was speaking in Accra at a dissemination forum on the White Basin flood hazard assessment and forecasting. Na Achoisoa was there and assault this report.
The White Volta Flood Hazard Assessment and Forecasting Project, which was developed by the Water Resources Commission and the World Bank, is aimed at reducing the impact of floods and operating a flood forecasting system in the country. Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, said, government, guided by the National Water Policy, has sought support from the World Bank and other organizations to deal with flooding in the three regions in the north and the country as a whole.
A project outcome that would assist us to make decisions to address the devastating disasters that result from the flood and cause perennial catastrophe to the people. It is possible to master ways to reduce the impacts of natural disasters. But there is much we can learn after the act, and there is much we can do to minimize the impact. We cannot eliminate disasters, but we can mitigate risk, reduce damage, and save more lives. It is this strategic thing and also guided by one of the National Water Policy Principles for Solidarity and expressing profound human companionship that informed the government to seek external support to assist with technical solutions to manage and minimize the impact of floods.
Alhaji Dauda said proposals have been made on measures to reduce the impact of floods. He noted that investing in early warning systems will help save lives and reduce fiscal and economic losses. He therefore entreated the relevant institutions involved in flood management to enhance their level of cooperation in operating the system. Alhaji Dauda lauded the World Bank and HKV consultants of the Netherlands for their financial and technical support and providing training for the flood hazard assessment project.
Proposals have been made on the effectiveness of structural and non-structural measures to reduce the flood impact. The investment in the early warning system, coupled with well preparedness, will make a big difference, and through that many lives would be saved. This means that experts from Water Resources Commission and Hydrological Services Department can now provide information on expected floods, not only more accurately, but also 3 days ahead of the expected event. And I wish to extend our sincere gratitude to the World Bank. I also wish to acknowledge the contribution of HKB consultants from the Netherlands for providing the technical knowledge and training for the financial and technical support towards the execution of this important project.
That was Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, ending that report by Na Achoisoa.
President John Mahama has implored the youth to be inspired by the virtues of late President John Evans Atta Mills and resolve to be agents of social change. By so doing, they will honor the memory of the late professor. President Mahama was addressing the cross-section of the public, government officials and political party leaders at a wreath-laying ceremony to mark the first anniversary of late President Atta Mills at the Asomdwoe Park. Present at the event were the Vice President Kwesi Bekwe-Emisa Arthur, his wife Matilda, former First Lady Dr. Nadu Mills and former President Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rollins. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
It was a solemn ceremony as a cross-section of the public, government officials, families and loved ones thronged at Asomdwoe Park to observe a wreath-laying ceremony and a moment of silence to mark the very moment late President John Evans Atta Mills passed on. It was a sea of people clad in black or a combination of black and white, obviously in a reflective mood in remembrance of the day the country stood still. At exactly 2:15 p.m., the very moment the Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, late President Professor John Evans Atta Mills, breathed peace, a siren was sounded. At this point, there was a chilling silence and people shed tears. A year on, scripture readings of the ceremony encouraged Ghanaians to be watchful and let prayers be their guiding principle, because as the psalmist says, with Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. Oh, President John Mahama recounted the grief and shock that struck him on that day. A man he called his mentor, comrade and friend bid the world farewell.
A year ago, about this very same time, the tragic news had just been received. And up there in my office at the castle, I recollect vividly, I think it were only just yesterday, the emotional breakdown that I suffered upon hearing the news. Our nation, Africa, and indeed the entire world was thrown into a state of mourning and grief. A grief that was so intense that it shook the very foundation of our land, it cast a dark cloud over our country, and set the hearts of all Ghanaians bleeding with shock and sorrow.
As a way to honor the late president, President Mahama appealed to the younger generation to relive the legacy of peace, social justice, the void of deep-seated hatred, humility, and service to God and country.
The nation felt a deep sense of remorse because his passing caused us to re-evaluate the harshness, the scorn, and cynicism with which we had often treated his attempts to recapture the fellow feeling and ethical values that had kept us united for generations. On the occasion of the first anniversary of his death, I stand before you, my fellow Ghanaians, to rededicate ourselves to the many things that the late Professor John Evans Atta-Mills stood for. Peace, social justice, building a country of a united people, and developing Ghana into a country of equal opportunities without regard to partisan, tribal, religious, or any other consideration. President Professor John Evans Atta-Mills, Asomdwehene, man of peace, rest in peace.
Wreaths were laid by President Mahama, the former First Lady Ernestine Anadu Mills, a brother of late Professor Mills, Dr. Kadma Mills, Speaker of Parliament Doa Jaho, Chief Justice and Lady Chief Justice Theodora Wood, Chief of the Defence Staff Vice Admiral Matthew Kwasi, and the Chief of Osu Nikin Kadoola.
Pascaline Dadevo reporting.
In the central region, the one-year anniversary was held at the Ekumfi Otom in the Ekumfi district. The occasion was characterized by tributes, cultural displays, and poetry recital in memory of the late President Mills. Correspondent Kofi Sechiama Pobi was there and has filed this report.
The people of the central region marked the first anniversary of the late President Professor Evans Mills at Otom, the hometown of the late President at Ekumfi. The solemn but impressive occasion was attended by the traditional authorities, the regional minister, DCEs, family members and well-wishers. Despite the drizzle which nearly marred the celebration, their dignitaries and the people defied the rains and celebrated the day till the end of the program. Most of the people were clad in white and black attire, whilst others wore the print that have the portrait of the late President Professor Mills. In a sermon, the Bishop of Winneba Diocese of the Methodist Church, Ghana, Right Reverend Dr. John Boabin Odum, called for political tolerance, especially as Ghanaians wait for the verdict of the Supreme Court on the 2012 election petition hearing. Reverend Dr. Boabin Odum noted that the life of the late president on the political scene is something worth emulated because he was a man of peace. No wonder he earned the accolade, the Asomdwehene. He therefore entreated all and sundry to imbibe some of the good things of the late president in all their endeavors. The central regional minister, Samuel Sapon, says the political ideals of tolerance that President Mills cherished through his non-pursuance of partisan retribution, as well as his demonstration of a passive response to vitriolic attacks, vindictiveness, and insults as preached by global icons such as Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Kwame Nkrumah, is echoed throughout the world. He urged the people to unite and also emulate the shining examples of late President Mills. The occasion was characterized by gospel musical renditions, traditional dances, tributes, and poetry in remembrance of late Professor Mills. The chief of Otom, Nana Imprim, was not happy about the first anniversary preparations since they were not involved in the planning of the activities. But the traditional council pledged their support to celebrate the first anniversary to the memory of their son, late President Professor John Evans Fifi Atta-Mills.
That was a report by Kofi Sechiama Pobi.
From the Eastern Region, our correspondent Anita Kwapong reports that a celebration was held at the Jackson Park in Kofodwa with a wreath laying ceremony. The program started at exactly 2 p.m. due to an earlier downpour at 2:15, which marked the exact time the late president passed on. A minute's silence was held in his honor, followed by a wreath laying ceremony. An NDC party representative laid a wreath on behalf of the Eastern Regional Party members. The local council of churches laid one on behalf of the Christian community, whilst one was laid on behalf of the chiefs in the region. The regional chief imam also laid one on behalf of the Muslim community, while the regional minister, Helen Ntosu, laid one on behalf of the family of the late president and the people of Ghana. Given a word of reflection, the head pastor of the Reigning Power Church International in Kofodwa, Reverend Samuel Sapong Kwakwa, asked Ghanaians to live in peace with each other. They should also extend a hand of help to all and unite as one people with a common destiny for peace to prevail. The regional minister, Helen Ntosu, was of the belief that it is the good Lord that called the late president to eternity. She asked Ghanaians to live in peace just as the late president preached.
Now, in the Ashanti region, the memorial service was held at the cenotaph at Edum in Kumasi. The regional minister, Eric Opoku, in a tribute, reminded Ghanaians that death is inevitable and awaits every human being. He therefore said, while we are still alive, we must leave a legacy that will remain in the hearts and minds of posterity. Correspondent John Yabwa has the full story.
The Bantamahini, Bafo Asarewusu Amankwetia, who represented the Asantehini, laid a wreath on behalf of the chiefs and people of Asanteman, while the general officer commanding the Northern Command of the Ghana Armed Forces, Kenneth Bompong, laid one on behalf of the Ghana Armed Forces and all the security agencies in Kumasi. The regional coordinating director, Solomon Asiedu, laid a wreath on behalf of civil society. The regional minister, Mr. Opoku, in a tribute, said late Professor Mills was not only God-fearing, but devoted his life towards the development of the country. He said late former president consistently showed compassion and interest to the less privileged and vulnerable in society and was deeply committed to the people of Ghana. Mr. Opoku noted that the genuine commitment of Professor Mills to pursue the Better Ghana agenda in peace endeared him to many Ghanaians, and though he is no more, fond memories of his good deeds are boldly written on the hearts and in the minds of Ghanaians. The regional minister reminded Ghanaians that death is inevitable as it awaits every human being. According to nature's calendar, every human being will be called to eternity one day. While we are alive, we must therefore leave behind a legacy for posterity. It therefore beholds Ghanaians to emulate an invaluable characteristics of late Professor Mills to help move the nation forward. The regional chairman of the NDC and NPP, Yao Bimpe, and Frederick Fridia Anto also added their voices to the call on Ghanaians to work conscientiously towards maintaining national peace, stability and cohesion, irrespective of one's political persuasion. The mayor of Kumasi, Kojubunsu, said Professor Mills exemplified humility and leadership and gave practical meaning to the political virtues of integrity and accountability. For Radio Ghana, Johnny Bar reporting from Kumasi.
Now this news comes to you from Radio Ghana. Accra, the major stories. Timely intervention by fire service halts spread of fire at Odona Pedestrian Shopping Mall in Accra. President Mahama urges youth to emulate virtues of late President Mills and be agents of change. Customs Division of GRA steps up efforts to track down illegal importation of ozone-depleting substances. Togo votes in parliamentary election today. And rail disaster in Spain claims more than 60 lives. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. Covering breaking news is expected in a typical newsroom, but perhaps not in the case of the death of a certain president. How did the news editor in the seat that day, Teresa Atogiri, handle the news? She spoke with colleague Rebecca Ekwe.
Hosts of local and international newspapers, radio and TV stations reported the story. But how did we report it? The news editor in the seat when the news broke was Teresa Atogiri, who shares with me how her team delivered the news. I first asked her how she received the news of President Mills' passing.
I was shivering, and I said, I can't take it. How do I handle the bulletin? Where do I start from? What do I do? So I contacted my senior colleague, Joyce, and then she said, let's find the confirmation. Then my teammates, everybody broke down. I was actually crying, and it was a terrible thing.
Teresa, 20 years plus I know of journalistic experience. Did it really come to bear at that point of deciding how to cover the news of the death of a sitting president?
Yeah, it really played a very significant role in some of the decisions that I had to take, because in journalism, you don't handle everything alone, especially in radio. When you're practicing, you don't handle situations alone. So I had to consult even my colleagues who were far, far junior to me. I had to consult them. And that was how we started rallying, and we got our bulletin through.
Truly, I must confirm, that evening I was at home listening to the 18-hour bulletin. Immediately, I heard the dirge playing on Ghana radio. I stood still for minutes, and having spoken with friends, obviously the confirmation on Ghana radio to them was when they began to realize that really, Ghana had lost the president. I think you must bear a lot of credit for what you did, Teresa. But what is your takeaway in coverage of breaking news such as the death of a sitting president?
We hesitated because we are the national radio, and whatever we say is the gospel truth. It's an experience. If you are a leader and you are handling the affairs, such news can actually throw you off.
Teresa Atokayere was the news editor on duty when the news broke out about Professor Mills' passing. She spoke with colleague Rebecca Ekwe.
Now, away from that, the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority is to step up its monitoring mechanism to track down the illegal importation of hydrochlorofluorocarbon, HCFC, and other ozone-depleting substances in the country. These include vigorous training of personnel and the provision of refrigerant identifiers. The exercise comes in the wake of the Montreal Protocol provision, which states that developing countries are to phase out the production and importation of HCFCs by 2015. The director of EPA, Lassie Mensah, made this known in Accra at a workshop for technicians on hydrocarbon as an alternative drop in refrigerant to HCFC.
We'll take a short break.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
And now in international news, Togolese are voting today in parliamentary elections. The voting is seen as an indication of what will happen in the presidential elections next year. Opposition groups have held mass protests over the government's last-minute changes to the electoral code. A total of 1,174 candidates are standing in today's elections, with 159 women among them.
Now, a train has derailed in northwestern Spain, killing at least 60 people and injuring more than 100. All 8 carriages of the train, which was traveling from Madrid to Ferro, came off the tracks near the city of Santiago de Compostela. Analysts say it is the worst rail accident in Spain in 4 decades. Meanwhile, government officials say they believe the crash was an accident. And to end the news, the main points again. A section of the Odona pedestrian mall in Accra was gutted by fire last night. Although there were no casualties, about 4 stalls got burnt. The traders blamed the electrical engineer of the market, who they said failed to repair some electrical faults. Now, President Mahama has urged the youth to emulate the virtues of late President John Evans Atta Mills and the agents of change. He said this when he laid a wreath yesterday to mark the 1st anniversary of late President John Atta Mills' death at the Asumdre Park. And the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority is intensifying efforts to track down illegal importation of hydrochlorofluorocarbons and other ozone-depleting substances. The director of EPA, Lassie Mensah, made this known at a workshop for technicians on hydrocarbon as an alternative drop-in refrigerant to HCFC. The news was presented by Doreen